Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just like 2 minutes of just like... I'll clean this up later.
Wizards enter our realm to try and locate the so-called Manoel of Earth. Untapped potential for ultimate magic power. But until they find it, they gotta survive the mean streets of Milwaukee or whatever. They have answered a summon from the all-knowing List of Craig to share room and board with the spineless office worker, Daniel. He, whose woman abandoned him after an episode of Cuckoldry. He, whose manager lies and cheats him out of well-earned bonuses. He, whose potential has been so wasted, whose effort so futile that all he can even recognize himself as is a shivering, simping husk of a man. His financial desperation leads him to asking, humbly, the List of Craig to deliver unto him two roommates to share the burden placed upon him by an uncaring, spiteful landlord. These tales shall be transcribed precisely as they occur. The record be pure, and the adventures be many. Will the wizards manage to save Daniel from himself and his horrible situation? Or shall they drive him to the abyss of madness and toss him in? Find out on tonight's tale of Wizards in My City? More likely than you'd think.
We enter on a fine Saturday morning. Oh, the wizards and Daniel are just waking up, and Daniel's hungry for a little fucking snack.
This looks pretty interesting. Like, wizard flakes. Huh, one of those. Made with 100% real wizard...
They're wizard-tastic!
I don't know about these, but...
Eat some wizard flakes now!
It's the first time for everything, huh? They ate all the rest of...
Eat them now, pussy! You won't!
I guess I gotta eat, too.
You won't eat some fucking wizard flakes!
Smells kind of weird, but, okay. Might as well. What the fuck was that? Oh my god, there's something behind this... The oatmeal? What...
Whoa, what the fuck's going on here, Daniel? I heard a noise. Oh, shit. Is that my wizard flakes?
Made
with 100% wizard?
I was hungry.
You do not eat my food. I eat your food.
You already ate all my food, so I need to eat something.
Ernest, you better come in here.
Azataz. What is that your sock on the ground? What is it doing to Daniel?
A sock? Guys, get it off. It's slithering on my arm. Oh, God.
Get it. It's gonna get away.
It got in my mouth.
Grab me a Tupperware. The big one.
Yes.
Hey, no, that's my grandma's urn. You can't use that. Oh, God. Sorry, Grandma.
It's the perfect size for a cum sock.
No! What do you mean a cum sock? Cum socks don't slither around like that. What the hell is that?
Don't worry about it, Daniel. It's just a little homunculus. Every wizard's cum sock eventually grows to such a size that it starts to gain a little bit of life. And that is how wizards are born, Daniel.
Right.
You stop lying to him.
Look, guys, I know it's Saturday and everything, but, like, I gotta go to work again. And I just want this whole cum sock fiasco dealt with by the time I get back, okay? No more weird cum sock running around. You guys gotta get rid of it, okay?
Daniel, you have nothing to fear. You've got the two best wizards in this whole room around the case, Daniel.
We're wizards. We can take care of one little sock. Okay. We'll have this whole thing cleaned up and brushed under the washing machine. Don't even worry about it.
Okay, I'm trusting you guys.
Right after this wizard bong rip, I will get right on it.
Oh, yeah, that'll lure him out. That'll lure him out for sure.
Okay, all right.
I'm all right. Yeah, that'll do it. Oh, my God. I saw God's taint for a second there.
All right, I'm going to trap it against the wall. Just got to move quick. If you move quick, they don't have time to react.
All right, right. You go left, I'll go right. We flank him on both sides.
All right, steady. And go! I got it. Ew, it's slimy. Ew. Oh, don't touch it. Oh, it's too powerful. As a test, what have you been eating?
Wizard flakes, baby!
I think I got him. I got him trapped under the lid right now. Just we need to fucking
right,
move
right,
this urn, and we got him right where we want him. I'm gonna lift it up.
Yes.
I'm gonna lift it up, and you're gonna grab it, okay?
Oh, it's fine. I got it. Don't worry.
All right. One, two, and abracadabra. Okay, what's up? Get him.
I'm high. I wasn't ready.
Yeah, he's here to stay. He's living in the walls now. I think it's a he.
Not so fast, Bernius. I have one more trick up my wizard sleeve.
Everyone knows a little homunculus cannot resist the oil spell. Here, have my oil cartridge.
See, Bernius, here he comes. It's working.
That's some good shit.
Oh, God. Finally, after 18 long hours, I'm...
Yes, victory royale! Good job!
Oh, my God. We are too good. Dance on them. Make them fucking watch us floss.
What the... What is that?
Daniel, we've made a new friend. We took care of him. We raised him as our own.
We've been literally carrying him in squads.
It has an arm now.
And a mouth and an eyeball as well. Yes, now he can rip wizard weed joints with us. Isn't this great?
We taught him how to take fat bong rips, Daniel.
Yes, Daniel, he rips a fatter bong rip than you.
But someone says bong rip.
And then it rips the bong and fucking gets all gunk on it. And like,
that's disgusting, man. It looks wet. I can see the wet from here. Oh. I should have known better. My bad.
Come on, Daniel. You'll soon see that this little fella... We haven't named him yet, Bernius. What should we name our little friend here? I think... Daniel 2.
His name is Daniel 2?
Yeah, his name's Daniel 2.
Oh, wow, little homunculus Daniel. Yes, you're growing your first beard. How delightful.
From homunculus to hunculus. Like that. He's looking pretty good, Azataz. He's looking pretty good.
Yes, he's looking like the spry, dapper young man that we raised him to be.
Why are you calling it Daniel 2?
Because he's the sequel to the lame first one.
But
the cool sequel.
You're the beta version.
You're the beta, Daniel. And he is the Sigma.
Taz, it looks like you. Kinda. A little smaller.
Daniel, I packed this bong rip. A special for you.
Oh, come on, Daniel. Take the bong rip. It's Curtis. Common courtesy.
All right. I guess. Oh, my God.
Now we need a fourth for fucking Fortnite squads. Are you in or are you out, Daniel?
Else I don't see why not. Let's fucking go.
Just Chug Jug plays in the background.
Guys, I grew a second arm!
Yeah, whoa! And your voice is getting better, too.
We got a number one. Headshot.
Holy shit, Azataz! This cum sock, Daniel 2 is getting really good at Fortnite.
Yes! He is He is amazing. Wow. Whoa.
Shaft Master.
Oh, I gotta give some more supplies to Daniel too.
He's cranking 90s, Daniel. He's cranking.
Help me, guys. I am down. Guys, I died. Come on.
We'll get you. We'll reboot you. Don't worry. Are we really just turning this into a fortress?
Yes. Victory by now. Let's do it, guys. Yes!
Yeah.
We got him.
Hey, Daniel 2 is really growing on me. I don't know about you, but I like having him around.
You're Sprite Cranberries, guys.
Hey, thanks, Daniel 2. You're the best, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, honestly, this Daniel 2 guy, he's pretty cool. Like, you know, he's helped me, like, do chores around the house, and none of you guys have ever attempted to even lift a finger to help any aspect in this house.
Daniel, do you want a foot massage?
Yeah, I'll take a foot massage, sure. But yeah, Bernius, you see what I'm saying? Like this is just really helpful, you know? Like, the house has never been cleaner, and neither have my toes.
Oh, wow, he's really getting in there.
And what in Goblin Jesus' name is going on in here?
Oh, Azataz, we were just hanging out with Daniel 2. He was giving us foot massages, actually. I was next in line.
Hi, Bobby.
Well, nobody invited me to this foot massage / fucking wizard weed smoke out.
I mean, you live here. You are always welcome, Azataz.
I was out on the porch.
We don't have a porch. We live in an apartment building.
It's just floating out there. Yeah. Hovering.
I was floating outside the...
On the mop? You're just on the mop outside the window, just like sadly looking in?
Not sadly looking in, I forgot the keys. Oh, I see, you've got the wizard bong. Who cleaned the almighty wizard bong? Everyone knows the dirtier the better.
Well, as it has.
Like my women, but I'm...
Well, as it has, it was growing like mosquitoes in there, and it was like really dark, and the water wasn't really so much water as like tar, actually.
Yeah, it was really dirty, so I figured I would clean it.
Oh, you figured wrong, you little homunculus. I brought you into this world, and now I've got half a mind to take you out of it, if you know what I mean.
Azataz, are you jealous of the cum sock right
I'm
now?
I'm jealous of this little fucking cum sock.
If anyone should be jealous, it's me, because his name is Daniel 2.
Shut up, Daniel 1.
No.
Before I turn you into Daniel 3.
You know what? Fuck it. My name's Daniel now.
Everyone knows the wizard's magic power is stored in the dirt in his wizard bong, and you have sullied, you have defiled my inner sanctum, my most prized possession, the source of my very power.
Is that true? Is that real?
No, I'm being hyperbolic. That's still fucked up. You don't mess with a man's wizard bong. I've got to dirty this thing back up. You know, if you'll excuse me, I've got 421 bong rips to take.
I guess we'll see you in,
5 minutes!
Hey, guys, do we have any more wizard flakes?
I think we're out. You might need to head to the store.
Can I borrow the broom? I'll go down to the 7-Eleven and grab some.
If you see my dad, let him know that I've been waiting for him for a long time. Okay. But yeah, here's the broom. Daniel 2, take it.
You guys need anything? Pack of cigarettes, lottery tickets, anything?
I'll take four locos, actually, if you can.
All right, sounds good.
Daniel does not strike me as a loco, man.
I don't actually like drinking them. I just like holding them because it makes me, you know, like, feel cool. You know, like, kind of like loco, you know, like, real cool.
Daniel, you are cool.
Aw.
Thanks, man.
I grow a second eye and wink. Wink!
I really appreciate that. That's the first nice thing anyone said about me.
Okay, I'll be right back, guys. Don't wait up.
There he goes. Did anyone teach him how to fly the mop?
What's up, peeps? The name's Crystal, the raddest ever fall. And every morning when I wake up, I eat a big old bowl of Wizard Flakes with a plant-based alternative to milk. I'm not vegan or anything, but lactose makes me gassy. Anyway, yeah, Wizard Flakes. They've got all the essential vitamins, nutrients, and CBD that a body craves. How are you liking those Wizard Flakes, kids?
They're wizard-tastic!
Part of a balanced breakfast.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Are you tired of living a pathetic and an empty life devoid of all meaning and hope?
I guess you could say my life is pretty sad and pathetic.
What if I could offer you another chance? Another way to experience something sort of real?
Wow! Another chance, you say?
Yes, the Simu-Matrix. Now what you simply do is step into my machine and fork over control of your consciousness to me and my programs, and I will show you a world where you could be a god.
Wait, what was that about consciousness?
A world where you could be in control, have true power, all your wildest fantasies, your deepest, darkest desires. You could become something new.
Wow! Can I be Shaq's boyfriend?
So what?
Can I be Shaq's boyfriend?
I was going to offer boning Scarlett Ork Johansson, but you could also be Shaquille O'Neal's boyfriend.
Hey, I'm Shaq. Where's my boyfriend at?
Only $59.99 per hour. Or you could whore out your body to us and we can use it like a worker in some of our underground sex dungeons for the elite.
My name's Jeffrey Orkstein and I approve this message.
Dude, you kind of, like, look fully formed and,
rot like Azataz.
Yeah, really? You guys think so?
Yeah, your dick's hanging out.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. Two arms, two legs, dick hanging out. No shirt, no shoes, but I still got service, baby. Now let's crack open one of these Four Locos real quick.
You should put on some clothes, man.
Hey, you think Azataz would mind if I raided his closet?
Nah. Yes. He'd be alright. He made you.
Absolutely, he would.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty much just... I look exactly like him at this point. I might as well just, like, put some of his clothes on, right?
Right,
that
right.
Makes sense to me, yeah.
Alright, I'm just gonna go in there real quick. Alright, I'll be right back.
Should we go get Azataz, Daniel?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey,
whoa, Daniel, you're drinking a Four Loko.
No, I'm just holding it so it makes me feel cool, you know?
Daniel, you're fucking lame.
Azataz, the cum sock. Daniel, too, he looks just like you. He's fully formed.
Really?
Yeah, you guys could literally be twins. You got your dick is also hanging out right now, too. I thought I'd let you know.
Of course my dick's out. Swinging and swaying in the breeze, Daniel, don't look.
There's no breeze in here. It's an apartment building.
Breeze spell.
Oh my god.
Anyway, what were we up to?
Well,
oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
The homunculus is in my room.
Yeah, you should probably go deal with that, right? You should probably go
check
him out.
Bring it the fuck out now. What's this thing doing in my room? Stealing my only robe right off of my body. Come here, you little fucking twerp. I'll show you who's the naked one. Give me that robe. And now you've torn my only robe. Good job, you fuckface.
Should we, like, intervene or something?
Daniel, I can't tell which one is the real Azataz anymore. They pretty much are identical, and I kind of want to see how this plays out, but we should probably help Azataz.
Hands off of me, you fiend. You imposter, you suspicious individual. Get the fuck out of my house.
Hey, get him out of the headlock. Like, what are you guys doing?
I've got him in the skull crusher.
What the fuck? Stop killing each other.
We have to figure out which one's the real one, Daniel. There's only one real Azataz, and we have to ask him something only he would know.
Right,
yes, ask away. Yes. Ask away, fellas. I shall answer any question you may have.
Which one of you is the real Azataz?
Me.
This isn't getting anywhere.
Daniel, ask which one of us has the bigger dongus. Yes, that is a fantastic question.
Daniel, we've seen both their donguses. This isn't...
We just saw them. They're the same size.
Only the real Azataz would know.
They just want us to look. I'm not falling for that again.
Respell.
They're really the same... They're literally the same thing.
One is 1 millimeter taller.
Wait, Daniel, go get the ruler.
No, I know how to solve this. Only the real Azataz, somebody who's been living in this house for months, knows the answer to this question. My birthday's coming up in 2 days. So what did you, pointing at you, Azataz, or Cumsock, get me for my birthday? Only the real Azataz would have the right answer.
What? It's your birthday? Humans have those.
Your birthday's coming up.
Oh. Bernius, you hearing this? Humans have birthdays. I thought only wizards had birthdays.
Okay, what about you on the right? What did you get me?
Daniel, yes. Of course, I got you.
Then he's at the fucking CVS. He's like,
all right, yes. Birthday card for Daniel, right. All right, mother... All right, I can cross out mother and write Daniel, and then I'm good. All right, and I'm getting a little, yes, $5 gift card for McDonald's. Perfect, yes, for his next date with Big Ange.
Well, that's very thoughtful. I know which one's the real one now.
No, I am not Daniel 2.
I am Azataz 1.
No.
I am the most powerful wizard this side of the multiverse, and I shall destroy you all.
He's become too powerful. Daniel, grab him quick.
I don't want to grab him because he's covered in cum, guys.
Azataz, throw open the washing machine lid.
Yes.
Grab the Tide Pods.
Breeze spell, do your thing.
And the fucking washing machine opens.
Daniel, man up and grab that fucking sock.
Oh, God.
Oh, unhandling you fiend.
Don't let him go.
I got you a $5 McDonald's gift card, you ungrateful swine.
Daniel, too. I loved you.
We have to kill him, Daniel. It's the only way.
I shall destroy you, Daniel.
Why do you have to be like this?
Cast him into the washing machine, Daniel.
No! Why do you have to go like that? He was my best friend, and then I killed him.
Daniel, get over it. I mean, I fucking popped the tab on the top of his Four Loko. Johnny saw I was in that friend.
All right, guys, I'm gonna go to bed. You guys can chill here if you want, but I'm getting real tired. All right, guys, see you later.
And then, like, fucking 45 minutes go by.
Why the fuck did you throw me in there for? He's obviously the fake. He's got cum dripping off of his fucking fingers. You idiot, Daniel.
Yeah.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
3 cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
solved. I Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.